Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Minneapolis and St. Paul teachers unions have voted to authorize strikes. The vote was overwhelmingly in support of strike in both districts. They may be asking for specifically different things, but now the unions are required to provide a 10-day notice before the striking begins. It could begin on March 8th if agreements are not reached during this 10-day cooling period. So what do the teachers want? How will this affect them? We're going to get some answers. Erica Schatzline is an English language teacher at Nokomis Montessori North in St. Paul and the lead negotiator for the St. Paul Teachers Union. Erica, welcome to the program. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Tell us what you guys want. Why has the decision been made to strike?
Sure. The main things that we're asking for are class size limits for our students, mental health supports for our students, and a living wage for our educational assistants, because without them, our schools really don't run.
Have things been getting worse over the last few years, or did COVID make things worse, or is it right now you got some negotiating or some leverage, so you're using it right now?
You know, that's a good question. Several of these things that we're asking for in our contracts are things that we've actually had for a long time or things that we won 2 years ago that the district now wants to take away. And so I would say that things are getting harder because it seemed like having reasonable class size limits in St. Paul has been working for about 10 years and we don't see any reason to give that up. But also, COVID has laid bare a lot of the inequities in our school systems and a lot of the unmet needs that our students have. So we asked for mental health supports in the last round of negotiations, and those needs have only gotten much worse due to the pandemic and all of the things that our kids are facing today.
Hey, Erica, this is Paul. Thanks for coming on with us today. My understanding, a lot of teachers are burned out, especially after the last 2 years. A lot of teachers are retiring maybe earlier than they thought they would. So the need is there. And look, I know we live in a market-based economy. I've always thought that teachers are woefully underpaid in this country. And I, just speaking for myself, if it wasn't for two, three teachers growing up, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. So I owe my career and whatever success I've had to an English teacher and two science teachers. And so, I mean, there's no argument that teachers make a huge difference in the lives of our kids. And we should be trying to attract young people to go into teaching. But if they can't make a living wage, I mean, it becomes an act of futility, right?
Yes, and the living wage that we're seeking is especially for our educational assistants. So the St. Paul Federation of Educators represents three different bargaining units, our teachers, our school and community service professionals, and our educational assistants, which a lot of them are bilingual, assistants who help us connect with families, our cultural and cultural liaisons, and, you know, they're not going to come and work with our students if they can't feed their families, right? Like, yeah. This is, we talked about the fight for 15, but now, you know, we know that $15 an hour is just not going to cut it.
So let's talk about a living wage. What are they getting paid, and how much do you want them to get paid?
So there is a wage scale. It's publicly available on our website, but it starts at around $15 an hour. And, you know, some of our educational assistants who've been in the district much longer are making around 20, but that's still, you know, if you've given the district 20 years of your life, that's not a very great prevailing wage. So we've asked for some ways to help the district think creatively about how we compensate our educational assistants to bring them up to a starting wage of around $18 an hour. We feel like this is a reasonable and doable ask. And Paul, like you talked about attracting educators, this is an area where we struggle. We have EA and TA jobs in the district that are posted all of the time that we can't fill. And we know that that's only going to get worse if we don't keep up with growing wages in other industries.
Right, right.
Let's talk about class sizes. I was just getting my blood work done the other day, and my phlebotomist said, she has a child in Minneapolis school districts, and she said they have gone all year without a math teacher, and now they have combined two math classes. So I'm doing the math in my head. I'm thinking that's like 60 kids. Are there classrooms that have 60 kids and one teacher in it?
Not in St. Paul Public Schools, because we currently do have class size language and class size limits, but the district is proposing to completely do away with those in this round of negotiations. And so situations like you're talking about in Minneapolis are exactly the reason why we need these limits and this language to give our educators and our students and families some protections against situations like that.
So what are the limits? Can you share with us what are the class limits right now?
I can, but they vary by age. So like our pre-K classes, you know, have a limit of 20, and then it, you know, goes up, and it also varies for our highest free and reduced lunch schools, like the schools with the most free and reduced lunch students. But again, those are also available on our website, and you can look at the proposal for what we're asking for them as well.
Hey, Erica, last question. Do you think a deal is going to get done? Are you cautiously optimistic, or is there still quite a chasm here that needs to be bridged?
I feel confident that if the district comes to the table and starts having conversations about how to creatively solve these problems, that we absolutely can still settle this contract fairly without a strike. But the clock is ticking, and we need to get really serious about this because there's still a lot of work to be done.
Before I let you go, Erica, do you have a message to parents? Anything you want to share with them? Any support you want from them? Anything you want them to know about this?
Absolutely. I want all families to know that your educators do not want to strike. They want to be in the classrooms with your kids learning every day. But we're also extremely concerned about what our schools will look like if we don't have the things that we're asking for. And so we are willing to strike to protect our kids and their needs if we have to.
Erica Schatzlein, I so appreciate you, daughter of teachers here. So she is an English language teacher at Nokomis Montessori North in St. Paul. We wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll come back on the show and keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Erica. You know, Jure, I don't remember much. I definitely burned out some brain cells back in the 70s, but I remember the name of my 11th grade advanced placement English teacher, Mrs. Eisenhardt, who she told all of us to use action words. I don't know why I remember that. Again, I remember precious little, but man, we owe so much to our teachers. And, mm-hmm. you know, we rely on our teachers to make sure our kids have that spark, that curiosity, that want to learn and solve problems. And so I hope they can reach an agreement that's fair and that incentivizes more people to go into teaching. I mean, they deserve to be making more money. Easy for me to say, but that's how I feel.
And I appreciate you saying that. It's, I think, one of the hardest jobs in the world. And the good ones do it because they love it. They know they're not going to make any money, but we should be paying them more. If we say we value education, if we really mean that we value children and their education and giving them a holistic education and creating good employees in the workforce and good citizens of the world and good members of our community, then we should support our teachers more. We should put our money where our mouth is. If we claim to value it, let's prove it to the teachers and the children that we want to do what they need to make them strong students and scholars and citizens and community members here in the place that we live.
Agreed.
Get off my soapbox now.
Yeah.
Okay. When we get back.
Careful.
Yeah, we'll take, no, I always support the teachers and the students, and I don't know how to fix the problems. I hope somebody a lot smarter than me knows how to fix them, but I know how important school is and education is, and we claim we value it, and yet we don't show it by not paying these teachers enough money and not supporting them in ways that they need to be supported.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.